you mentioned robbery there. Mm-hmm. I've heard that the crime rate has gone up in Montgomery.
Oh my goodness, yes.
What are some of the more prevalent crimes in Montgomery?
Well, today I have heard of more people being raped. Mm. I have heard of more thefts than I had in years past. Mm-hmm. I consider Montgomery one of the safest places you could live.
Yeah, I always did. <You know? laughs>
and I still don't find it hitting home. Mm-hmm. The only thing I hear is mm-hmm. that it's hitting places closer to me. Mm-hmm. When I first had the baby and came home, I told you how it was very hard for me to move. Mm-hmm. And people were always coming by to see the baby. And I would leave my back door open all day long, each and every day, and I still do. Mm-hmm. Simply because it was harder for me to have to get up mm-hmm. and go to the door and unlock it and then get back in my chair. Mm-hmm. After it was all over, that was just how frequent that they came. You mm-hmm. see, I said, well, if they are going to come, they may as well just be able to walk on in. I'd sit in my chair like this and the back door is behind me and they'd knock on the door, ring the bell. I said, come on in. Not knowing who it was that I was telling to come.
Oh, don't they mostly rob these little convenience stores and things?
They do. Or just think of how close magic is to me. Mm-hmm. Now my sister, when she was living here, mm-hmm. she still is here, but she's not on Cleveland Avenue anymore. Mm-hmm. She used to live 8 houses away from me. Mm-hmm. She has had 2 robberies in her house. Mm. And as close as she is to me, that bandit or that burglar mm-hmm. somehow or other should have seen my house here too. Mm-hmm, yeah. Not knowing that there was any connection. Mm-hmm. But it's so close when you think about it. Mm-hmm. And it was at times when both of us were at work mm-hmm. that it happened. Yeah. But I've avoided it, thank goodness.
When they catch a robber or something, where do they put him? They put him
in jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any different names for jail? Say if the jail is run by the state, it's like down in Atmore, you can still call that a jail or you call that something else?
Well, in Atmore, I would call it a prison. Yeah, the prison. That's mm-hmm. what it is, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Like Kilby.
Mm-hmm.
This thing, I'm doing this. You haven't done anything to it. The man who covered it didn't do it as I told him to do it.
Mm-hmm. What if it's a city or county run?
Jail.
Just simply jail?
Jail. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what if it's a place where they just put your drunks and so forth? Do you have a special name for the place they throw when they pick up drunks off the street?
The cooler.
Cooler. Ever heard that called drunk tank?
I started to say drunk tank. I said,
mm-hmm.
and I said maybe it's something in a jail mm-hmm. where they actually do put these people.
Yeah, I think it is
to revive them or something. That's
and let's see. Now, what equipment does a policeman usually carry? He carries
on him, mm-hmm. on his person, a blackjack,
mm-hmm.
A gun,
mm-hmm.
Handcuffs, mm-hmm. and a ticket book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess you'd call that a ticket book.
Mm-hmm.
Even those that come to the house. Mm-hmm. And make charges if there's a mm-hmm. Confrontation there. And their badges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. I mentioned, we're talking a couple more questions about the crime in the area. I mentioned,